Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Farming is both a specialized industry and it's one that is high risk when it comes to financials. That's why one of the core functions of the Wisconsin Bankers Association is the Agricultural Lending School. This is a hands-on seminar for members to really get a handle on today's ag markets and today's farm balance sheets. The association's Director of Education, Lori Kelscher, tells me how and why the Ag Lending School got started.
For the most part, our school started back in the 80s and 90s. And so the agricultural lending school we had back then started, and we had Dr. David Cole as one of our faculty members, and it really went strong until about 2008, 2009. And during that economic turndown, our registrations really dropped, and we were kind of had to make the decision to cancel the school at that point going forward. Fast forward to 2015, or I guess it would be 2014, that we started talking about it again with some bankers and just really identifying a need for the school. The school came back in August of 2015 and has been offered every year since, except for 2020. So the school is a very hands-on. There's a case study that the students will work on throughout the school while they're learning about the different financials, and they'll talk about, you know, the different risks and credit structuring and how the bank, the credit team might do a presentation to the board for loan approval. And all while they're learning those different components, they're working on that part of the case study with other bankers that are attending the school.
What credentials do participants get for being a part of the school?
So there isn't necessarily like a certified agricultural lender credential. Because there are so many different national credentials, we don't want to have state-specific ones, but each banker who participates and completes our school does get a certificate of completion, a diploma for the school that they can hang proudly in their office and show regulators.
And is it a one-time deal, or can lenders go more than once?
They are more than welcome to take the school more than once. We have had that happen where somebody might want just a refresher or just to, you know, see what they might catch that they didn't catch the first time, or come with a new colleague perhaps and kind of tag team and go through the school together. So they definitely can attend more than once.
Tell me about the instructors. Where are they coming from and how many do you need?
Sure. So for this school, we actually have two core instructors who really have a passion for the industry and for banking and agriculture in Wisconsin, and they're both from Wisconsin. Dr. Kevin Bernhardt from UW-Platteville and the UW Systems is one of our faculty members, and then we also have a banker. His name is Brad Goosey. He's from BMO Harris Bank out of the Marshfield area, and they both kind of put their heads together and really created a new curriculum. When we brought the school back in 2015, they created a new case study, and they've actually created a new case study for this year's school and make it sure it's updated and relevant each year. Dr. Kevin Bernhardt was an ag banker back in the 80s, back when he started his career, so he's got a lot of experience to share. And then being an academia now, you know, he can really provide that educational content. And then with Brad, he can chime in with all of his, you know, out in the field experience working with customers, shared stories, things like that.
Tell me about the students now, or the participants. You kind of touched on this earlier. It's not just an ag lender from a rural bank. They're coming from all levels and all regions.
Yeah, so our attendees are typically either an ag lender or a portfolio manager or a credit analyst. For the most part, they are from Wisconsin. We do have bankers attend every once in a while from out of state. So this year we do have one out of state participant, and not every state offers this kind of program. There are a few national ones, but our school kind of stands out because we do include a good focus on dairy, of course, being the dairy state. We have bankers from upstate New York, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, and other areas who have inquired about coming. So you could kind of consider it a national level school with a dairy focus, and we're happy to welcome bankers from other states.
Why don't you give me a specific example of what a project looks like, and is it rigorous? I mean, how much time are the participants spending in this school?
Sure. So the school itself is 3 full days. There is an optional day that they can come the day prior, so then they would be with us for 4 days. That optional, kind of, we call it a preschool workshop, goes over the basics of the financial statements and also the 5 C's of credit to make sure that they kind of are ready to take on the more intermediate level content of the school. So it might be someone who is quite new to ag lending, or someone who wants a refresher, but just to really, what's on the balance sheet, what's on the income statement, things like that. So then the school itself is 3 full days. They're with us, bright in the morning at 8 o'clock, and we go pretty late. They will sit and listen for part of the day, but then their case studies, they'll be working with other bankers. It's an example farm or a fake farm that the instructors have put together, and they kind of get the backstory of the family. Perhaps there's a succession planning component that needs to be considered. They get the financials, and then they basically get a loan request from this customer, and the group of bankers work together through the school at several different times to, analyze the credit, talk about what they're asking for, identify potential issues, and ag bankers are much more than just a partner for banking. A lot of times, they're consulting and kind of helping them, different farmers with their business, and perhaps suggesting different services or partners that they might need to help grow their farm or to make it more stable or, get things set for succession planning. So just kind of having that awareness and understanding and really building your relationship with your farmer.
I want you to underscore for us, Lori, just how important an ag lending specific school is because of how different a farm business is from your other typical commercial businesses.
Yeah, it's definitely very different. So there are several banks or other financials that will not do any agricultural lending because of the risk that is involved. You really have to have ag lenders, qualified staff who understand what it is to farm and what the risks are and how the prices can, go. There's a lot of market volatility, herd management, understanding production and different things like that. There's so much more components that if the banker knows, it really helps them build a relationship and, be able to converse with the farmer and help them grow their business. It's much more than perhaps the widget factory, you could say, for example.
Does the curriculum change based on what's happening in the marketplace now? For example, is the curriculum adjusted at all to resemble today's interest rates, today's market volatility, things like that?
Yeah, definitely. So there is some core curriculum that, is pretty steady year from year. But we also have we start the school with what they call the lender's lens on agriculture today, looking at the market. What are we hearing from our customers today? What are the issues that they're dealing with? What do we see as kind of the next year's potential challenges or issues or things that should be on our radar when we're working with our customers? Just understanding that cyclical nature of agriculture and how, things are not the same every year, and you can't control the weather, unfortunately. Aspects like that just... those components, of course, are updated every year. And the case study, as I mentioned, Brad and Kevin updated this year as well to just make sure it's fresh. And they updated every couple of years to include new components or make sure that, pricing, things like that are accurate or at least close to where we're at in today's world.
Earlier in this interview, we talked about enrollment numbers decreasing during the recession of 2008-09. How have participation numbers changed since then? Are you seeing good enrollment?
So in 2020, as I mentioned, we had to cancel the school, so I think that helped. In last year's school in 2021, we did have 25 or 30 students somewhere in there, which is pretty much kind of the maximum that we want to take. It, like I said, it's very hands-on, and so we don't want to get it too big where Brad and Kevin don't get to interact with every group and really have a hands-on approach with a case study. This year we only have 11 students, so it does kind of go with it. We're happy to still be able to provide the school for those 11 who need it, and it'll probably be a really good experience for them because it will be more, they'll just be a closer-knit group and working through, and people are often more comfortable asking questions in a smaller group, so there is definitely the benefit of the small group. I can't say for sure if it's because of the potential recession or today's rates or anything like that, that we have a lower enrollment. I think it depends, schedules and what banks might have for training budget or staff availability. We do know that there is a significant number of ag lenders in our state who are nearing retirement. And so I think that's a concern for some of our ag banks, and they, you know, want to get some new staff onboarded, of course, and learn the bank's policy and the way the bank operates. And then maybe after a year or two, get them into our school. So we want to be there whenever they need us.
Oh, yeah. Even the ag lending space is not safe from retirements and workforce shortages. When you do onboard new staff, is the Wisconsin Bankers Association or specifically the Ag Lenders Council, are you guys seeing that, you know, these new lenders lack an agricultural background? And how do you train that into a banker, someone who maybe does not have a farm background?
I guess we could say some of our banks are very lucky in finding really good talent to hire for ag lenders. There are still a lot of kids growing up in an ag environment in our state and have that passion and the love and understanding of agriculture. I think a lot of our ag banks will target specifically more of the ag schools to try and find, you know, these students who might be interested in ag economics or ag business and really show them what a career in ag lending could look like. It's a very satisfying career. You know, they get a steady job. They can go in the office, but a lot of ag lenders also spend time out on the road and visiting their customers, and they like to get away from their desk and, you know, go meet on the farm. And so it's a very satisfying position. And so I would say our banks have been pretty lucky with finding those up-and-coming young ones out of college who are joining the ranks.
Lori Kelscher is the Director of Education with the Wisconsin Bankers Association. The WBA Agricultural Lending School is happening now in Madison. If this is something you're thinking about for next year, you can visit wisbank.com for more information. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.